2-3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, so beautiful. That's the Pentatonix singing Auld Lang Syne. I don't know about you, but this is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel. And I don't know about you, but it's hard for me to get my mind around the fact that today is December 31st, 2024. Tomorrow is January 1st, 2025. I just, for whatever reason, that seems like some far-off date in the way-off future, and here it is. So Auld Lang Syne is the song of the evening, of course. I know everyone will have different types of plans. I don't know what your plans are, but I thought it might be kind of fun this half hour just to sort of talk a little bit about all the multiple things there are to do this New Year's Eve. So you're just getting started. A lot of folks don't have to work today. They're sleeping in. So good morning to you. Happy New Year. And, you know, you can start your day off today. There's a lot of things going on. So if you've got the kids around, I think they're going to be having some New Year's Eve events going on starting at 11 this morning over at Splash City Adventures over on Pensacola Boulevard. They're going to be celebrating with New Year's Eve rides and go-karts and laser tag and all kinds of stuff to do. So if you got a bunch of kids who've been off since Christmas, I remember those days like, oh, my gosh. What are we going to do with the kids? So that's one option, especially because it's going to be so gorgeous. I think our forecast for today is going to bring us up to around 72, I believe. So we had Christina in last week with, Marie Goldberg last week with Great Southern Restaurants and was telling us about a lot of what they've got going on this New Year's Eve. So you can stop by today to celebrate. All of their restaurants are going to be open. So that's good news because I'm sure there will be some places closing early. So there's some special New Year's Eve features being created by Executive Chef Jason Hughes, Executive Chef Irv Miller, Executive Chef Josh Rich, and Executive Chef Ian Gillette. Atlas Oyster House is going to be open for dinner service from 3 until New Year's Eve. There you go. Dinner service at Five Sisters Blues Cafe will be from 4 to 10. Seatings at Angelina's Restaurant Italiano will take place at 5, 7, and 9. So I'm guessing you will need a reservation for Angelina's. Also, seatings at Jackson Steakhouse will take place at 5, 7, and 9. And seatings at the Fish House will take place at 6 and 9. So if you want to find out more, you can go to their website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. So you can't go wrong going out to dinner. So that could be the start of your evening. There's more. So our friends over at Blue Wahoo Stadium have got you covered this year. So Kazoo is going to be rocking a New Year's Eve party today or tonight. Starting at 5 o'clock, they're going to have live music from Jesse Ritter, inflatables, food, fun, and fireworks. Oh, plus an appearance from Blue Wahoo's mascot, Kazoo. So you can find out more about what they're doing starting today at 5 o'clock. I think it's a $5 entry fee. I'm sure that's going to cover all the goodies and things you might need to celebrate. You can get more info about that event up on BlueWahoos.com. Also, if you decide to go to dinner, now this sounds like something lovely. Malcolm Ballinger was in this week on Monday chatting with me. And Malcolm was telling me that every year he goes to the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra as they celebrate the New Year's. Now, I have not done this myself, but I do love the Symphony Orchestra. It's a professional orchestra, state-of-the-art. They're always so, so good. And it looks like tonight you can still get tickets at 5:30. The doors open. At 7 o'clock is a concert. This will be over at the Sanger Theater on Palafox Street. So the orchestra is acclaimed for their command of jazz expression. They're going to have vocalist Sidney McSweeney and vocalist and trumpeter Byron Stripling is going to be joining the orchestra. And the description here is for a swinging evening of classic standards from Gershwin, Berlin, Irving Berlin, and friends. And it says it'll be an unforgettable New Year's Eve celebration and a heartfelt tribute to some of America's best music. So here's the plan. You can go take the kids over to Splash City, stop by Blue Wahoos and check out Kazoo. Then you could go have dinner at one of the restaurants, and then you could go to the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. And it's still about 9 o'clock, 9 or 10 o'clock. You still have time. And guess what? There's more. Now, some of you know that I have a pretty strong background as the former president CEO over the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. I retired this year. Thus, I am living out my semi-retirement right here at News Radio 92.3. But, you know, one of the things that's really neat about this is that I've had such a great opportunity in my career to be able to get to know Pensacola, the people of Pensacola, so many organizations, nonprofits that are run by great people. And tonight, I have a soft spot for my friends at the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and all of our friends out on Pensacola Beach. I was involved in the acquiring of funds for tonight's New Year's Eve fireworks show. So I want you to know we have one of the best pyro shows, one of the best fireworks companies in the country. They are doing the fireworks for us. They do New Year's Eve and many of the other celebrations you see in our area throughout the year. The event, guess what? At midnight. There will be a countdown at midnight, and it's going to be Soundside on Pensacola Beach. Now, this is not just going to be a five-minute show. We got funding this year, very excited to say, from Escambia County, from the Tourist Development Council, for this fireworks show, because obviously so many people come to our area with this warm weather for the holidays. Our tourists are here, and knowing that we have this year the best fireworks show on the Gulf Coast, our show is bigger and longer than any other show in the area. So it's a 20-minute fireworks show equivalent to what you see on the 4th of July. And it will start right at midnight. You can best view will be Soundside, any of the restaurants on the boardwalk. Lots of them are having special New Year's Eve dinners, special watch parties. You could go right by the park. Some people say they can even see the fireworks from Soundside over in Gulf Breeze. But you don't want to miss this. If you have to take a nap, take a nap. Take a nap and be there and just take a nap from like 10 o'clock and then head out to the beach and have a little cocktail over at Bamboo Willie's with my friend Robert Gleim. Want to put a plug out there for him. We have so many great restaurants that are right there on the water. And really, you could make such a night of it. And what better way to bring in the new year than to look up into the sky and see the fireworks. And you know what? It doesn't necessarily have to be about drinking either, because some very good friends of mine, Dee and Steve Holcomb, who are the owners of Frisky Mermaid Dolphin Cruises, they're doing a special sober cruise tonight to watch the fireworks. So you can Google Frisky Mermaid Dolphin Cruises, and I believe they still may have some tickets available. Last year we were on board. They take you right out into the sound. You're literally right underneath the fireworks. I got to tell you, it was one of the coolest experiences of my life, to be right out there on the water underneath the fireworks. And they had sparkling cider, and everybody celebrated and toasted. And it was great because it was a family affair and so much fun. So that's another option. So I'm going to take a break here. We've got a few messages you need to hear. And then when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about New Year's Eve and what's on the calendar in Pensacola. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you have a comment or a question, 850-437-1620. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620, talking about all things New Year's Eve. Hard to believe that we're wrapping up 2024. Whew, what a year it has been. I feel exhausted. Lots of good things, though. Lots of good things to focus on from this past year. And I know it's always fun. All the radio stations will have recaps of the new year, and we'll have certainly on television, they'll be doing those tonight. You'll have all the New Year's Eve, Rockin' Eve shows, and the various countdowns from all over the world. I understand New Zealand has already launched their New Year's Eve fireworks, which is pretty wild. So we do have the fireworks tonight out on Pensacola Beach. A couple of other celebrations that are going on in town. I would suspect that most of the bars in town, most of the places that people love to go have a cocktail or two, will all be having special parties. So there's a New Year's Eve Studio 54 party starting at 8 o'clock at Vinyl Music Hall on Palafox. There also is going to be a masquerade bar ball, at Perfect Plain Brewing Company starting at 8. It's a decadent masquerade ball. Oh, boy. O'Reilly's New Year's Eve celebration. They're going to have their parties at all of their locations, it says here. And by the way, I'm getting this information all from the Pensacola News Journal, which is a great resource online. If you are wondering where to call or how to make reservations, they list all of the events I've already talked about on their page. Navarre Beach is going to have their Pier Plunge, which is, by the way, oh, that was yesterday. Oops, we missed it. Never mind. Okay, but we did not miss, this is one of my favorites, the Polar Bear Plunge on Pensacola Beach. Okay, so that is going to be tomorrow from noon to 3. So this happens every year at Pensacola Beach at the Paradise Inn Bar and Grill. It is sponsored by Renee and our friends over at Paradise, as well as the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. So it does take some planning to put this thing together. You can go to the Pensacola Beach Chamber website to make your registration donation. It's $10. And to participate, that'll get you signed up to participate. Plus, you get a t-shirt. So then when you get there, I recommend getting there a little bit before noon so that you can get your t-shirt and get ready. Now, when I first heard about the Polar Bear Plunge, I thought, this is New Year's Day. I thought, these people are out of their minds. But it's really, I mean, we're in Florida, so it's not that bad. However, as I recall last year, even though it was a nice day, the water was a little chilly. And so I thought to myself, having only done this a couple of times, I thought, well, you know, how many people are going to show up? I figured, I don't know, 50, 100 people maybe would show up for something like this. Probably the regulars at Paradise, a few folks from the beach. At about noon, I realized how mistaken I was. Last year, we estimated that when it was all said and done, we had about 900 to 1,000 polar bear plungers on Pensacola Beach. People showed up in the wildest costumes. So they were hundreds of dippers, as they say, and spectators. So in Paradise always has some things to offer folks, some food, and they have drinks available, of course, with the bar and everything. So you can go right there on the Sound, and there's a contest for the craziest costume. And there are so many options, but there is a final leap into the Sound, and that happens right at 3 o'clock tomorrow. It'll be Wednesday, January 1st. So, and the other thing too is all ages, all sizes. I saw folks that were well into their 80s or 90s doing this. I saw little kids. And speaking of little kids, one of the cool things that the Pensacola Beach Chamber offers is the $5 Cub Club. So we have polar bears, and then we have the polar bear cubs. So the cubs are ages fifth grade and younger, and you can also register for this online or get there early, and they'll have a tent set up where you can sign up. But the coolest thing is that the cubsters get these cute little polar bears, and they get to keep those as a souvenir of the event. I saw people that were in wheelchairs. I saw people that actually, there was one person who, this was a very sweet story last year, who sadly had been diagnosed with cancer. They did not expect to see to the end of this year. And the one thing they had always wanted to do was a polar bear plunge. So we made a special effort with the family to get them to the water's edge. And this person jumped in, and the first words out of his mouth were, "This is cold." So it's like, yes, shocker, the water is cold. So our plungers plunged in with great enthusiasm, but I have to say the actual plunging doesn't last very long because the water was very cold. Some folks did bring their boats up. There is a dock there, but we would encourage everybody to, just be safe. And we do have some folks there just in case. We have the EMS there just in case. But it really is such a fun thing to do. It's an annual tradition now in Pensacola Beach. So much gratitude to our friends at Paradise, Renee, because they do such a great job. And especially Pensacola Beach Chamber, when you think about all they've done this year for the holidays, starting with the the Lighted Boat Parade, which was a huge success this year because we had beautiful weather. And then following up that, the same weekend, they put together the Pensacola Beach Christmas Parade. And then you follow that up with the fireworks tonight and the polar bear plunge tomorrow. So lots to do. And I did make a mistake. I'm sorry. The Navarre Beach Pier Plunge is tomorrow. I've got my days confused. That's going to be Windjammers on the Pier on Gulf Boulevard in Navarre. They'll be kicking off the new year, and it doesn't see a time there, but for more information, it says you can go to getrelaxing.com. So that'll be the pier plunge at Navarre Beach, and then you have the polar bear plunge at Paradise on Pensacola Beach. There's also a penguin plunging paddle at Pagodas, Juana's Pagodas on Navarre Beach at 12:30 tomorrow. So lots going on. You have no excuse to sit around the house. However, if you're like me, my plans for tonight will most likely include staying home, relaxing, watching all the fireworks celebrations. I'm going to scoot out to the beach because I definitely want to see the fireworks on Pensacola Beach. And tomorrow, I'll be here in the morning. I'm not going to be polar bear plunging, but I will be here with you. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes. If you have a question or comment, this is the Pensacola Expert Panel, 850-437-1620. Pensacola's expert panel. Good morning. This is Meg on New Year's Eve Tuesday, December 31st, 2024. Hard to believe, really. I still can't get my mind around it. Been talking this morning about all the things that are available to do. There's so many activities. Pensacola News Journal has a wonderful article about that. You can also go to visitpensacola.com. They are always a great source for information on what's happening in our area. And of course, this next day or two is the PensacolaBeachChamber.com because they have the fireworks tonight as well as the polar bear plunge. And because it is the end of the year, this is December 31st, which means if you haven't made your charitable donations yet, this is your last day before midnight to actually give yourself a break on your taxes. So this is a selfish reason to donate, but I'm going to encourage you to do so. And if you do it today, just going to list some of the nonprofits in our area that it doesn't have to be a huge amount, but so many are working so hard, even now during the holidays, to do what they can for our community. So we have groups like ARC Gateway, Council on Aging, Mana Food Pantries, Ronald McDonald House, Gulf Coast Kids House, Favor House. We have Valerie's House, the Santa Rosa County Shelter, who are doing so much for our animals, the Escambia County Shelter. Also, one of my favorites, Place of Hope, Small Dog Rescue, my friend Katie's Great Dane Rescue. You can go online and surely find something that sings to your heart that you could spare $25, $50, $100, or maybe more. But again, it's a deduction. But if you're going to do it, this is the last day to do it. So think about that as a possibility. Also, as the year comes to a close, think about anybody in your neighborhood, someone that you know, a friend who maybe has lost someone this year, someone important to them. New Year's Eve is kind of a difficult time for folks that are in bereavement or grief. Maybe reach out to that person, see if they'd like to just come over for dinner or do something quiet like watch a movie or something special, because you might be the difference maker in the way they start their new year. So just something to think about. And you know what I've found is that if I'm in the dumps, sometimes the best way for me to get out of self is by reaching out to help someone else. So this is a good day to do that on New Year's Eve. So New Year's Eve 2024, this has been a big year for me coming to News Radio 92.3. Thank you so much to Mary and Dave Hoxing, to Kevin King, Jeff Wayne, all the staff here, all of the account execs. They have been so welcoming to me. And you as listeners have been welcoming to me too. I appreciate you putting up with my faux pas and bumbles, but I promise I'm going to do my best to get better. And it's the end of the year. So happy new year to you. Be safe tonight, and I'll be back in the morning to wish you a new 2025.